Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kickspill. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a-covered.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
It's Ola Carcetti, Ball Take Color 9 now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, it'll be a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 65-year-old Craig LaMelle and 81-year-old Alan Bischoff, both of Houston, Texas. Now, last November, Craig was hospitalized with severe head injuries. He told the cops he's taking a walk on a bike trail. Three guys jumped him, and they attacked him. Sadly, a month later in December, Craig ended up dying from his injuries. The thing is, the cops couldn't track down the guys, and trust me, they were on this case because of the severe injuries to this guy. The case ended up going cold. They don't even know what to do. There's no other witnesses. They just have the damage from this guy. And then last month, they finally got a crack in the case. That's when 81-year-old Alan, he was laid off from his job. And turns out he and Craig, they know each other pretty well. And how do we know this? Because when Alan was laid off from his job, they went through his work computer and they found emails that showed that he and Craig were in a sexual relationship and would have S&M sex. Again, 65 and 81 years old. That's 146 years of man getting down and dirty and wiggly and saggly. One email even talked about how Alan was the one who punched Craig over and over in the head back in November when they were getting it on, as he was requested. Then the guys came up with a mugging cover story when they realized that Craig actually needed to go to the hospital. So this dude, Craig, goes to the hospital, these severe head injuries, says he was jumped by three guys on a bike trail, ends up dying a month later. Cops can't figure out what to do. You come to find out it's because he's having the kinky, sexy time with his buddy here. And he was punching him in the back of the head, again, per request, but it ended up killing him later. Alan's now been charged with aggravated assault. The thing that really takes the story over the top is that Craig and Alan, not just 65 and 81 years old, not just having S&M sex, they're cousins.
Oh, no.
That's right. Close your mouths, everybody.
Oh, no.
They are cousins.
Where did this happen?
Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Where I'm so unhappy to say I have family. I should have just said West Virginia.
I know. Just
to throw you off.
That is by far the worst thing about it.
I don't know. I mean,
it's like, if you're that age, you want to have S&M sex with each other.
You were.
Right. But it's like they're cousins?
They are cousins. Mm-hmm. 81 and 65, man. They had the whole cover story. If the guy didn't lose his job, I don't know what job he had that at 81 you're actively on a computer, but whatever the case, yeah, they just went to clean his computer. And then you lose your job, and they're like, we should probably tell the police.
Yeah, I mean, that next family gathering is going to be awkward.
Man, look, I don't care who shows up at that family. There's an elephant in the room. Hey, did you hear what happened with Ellie? Yes!
I can't believe he beat him to death.
Beat him to death, man. I mean, that was not his intent.
I would never request to be beaten to death. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think most people in S&M expect to die.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, he didn't either, but he did. Hey, Key Man, you're beaten to death by an 81-year-old man. That's the crazy part about it.
And your cousin.
And it's cousin.
Yeah, I mean,
he remembers when you were born.
That's just much different.
It, man,
and when you died.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It takes you to a whole new level.
Right. Yeah, bad level.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, I can't imagine beating my partner to death.
So part of the reason that we shared the story with you is so that you feel better about your life right now. You're welcome. Now let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
And Ted, your face told me you knew where that story was going.
I unfortunately, I did.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at you, please, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Well, hello, Joe Dredd. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Joe, how you doing during the lockdown, man?
No, I've actually been working. I took 5 weeks off at the beginning of it because, I drive for Uber and I wasn't making squat for money. So I took some time off and worked on my house in my yard and stuff.
Nice. You been cooking or doing anything that you've never tried before?
We did get an air fryer.
All right.
We did get an air fryer.
Hey, man, do not.
What did you make in the air fryer,
Joe? Don't belittle the man.
What did you get? What have you made so far?
My wife does all the cooking. We haven't really experimented too much with it. I actually went looking for everybody's recipes on the Facebook page. You couldn't find them. So, I'm looking for that.
All right. Well, we'll start writing your recipes so you can figure out how to use this air fryer since it's so difficult.
Oh, no, listen, there's so many things you can... I mean, you start simple with just the bag of garbage in the freezer. But then you start getting adventurous, like, well...
Don't they sell, like, Arby's curly fries and stuff like that in the frozen food section?
I don't know if they have the name brands.
We don't do fries, man. We don't do potatoes and stuff.
All right, okay.
Really?
I don't know, because I tried to buy brand-specific, but I couldn't find them.
Look, Joe, it doesn't matter. Whatever you buy, when you put it in the deep fryer, it's going to be better than when you ate it when it was not cooked in the deep fryer.
Well, the only thing we've really done is taquitos and pizza rolls, and I ate too much of those one night and got some bad cramps the other night.
Okay, well, you have to control yourself, but how good were they?
Yeah, I know. They taste so good.
That's what I'm saying. Ate himself sick. That should be the air fryer slogan. You will eat yourself to the hospital.
That's right.
All right, Joe, I'm assuming you...
I gotta say, too, like, what? No, man, we don't eat potatoes. We had pizza rolls.
No, and taquitos.
Ha!
Joe, you understand how this here game is played?
I certainly do.
Fantastic, as always. Three stories in front of me. Two deal with the world of race / ethnicity. One deals with the world of drugs. Which way do you want to go?
Well, you know what? I was going to go drugs, but there's too many things similar between bath salts and PCP. I want to go with the race, but I want story number two, not story number one. Right. How's that?
Very specific.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
Awfully picky. But now that you have an air fryer, you should be picky because you become so much more discerning. That's why you eat pizza rolls and taquitos. That is the sign of...
Is that the step of the air fryer? You got to start with just frozen stuff and then move into like making meals?
That's it. We started with frozen stuff. We got to experiment now.
Right, because you're not quite sure what to do. So you just go, all right, let me take food that, quote unquote, is supposed to be fried, put it in there. You cannot believe how much better it is than when you did it at home otherwise. Mm-hmm. Then you start getting greedy.
I got to admit, fried chicken isn't as good.
I have not tried fried chicken in there. I've done some chicken dishes, but not fried chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
You know why? Because it's not greasy enough. All right.
Exactly.
No one eats fried chicken because they're being healthy. Let's just say.
The only thing that I've heard so far, Joe, honest to God, is if you're gonna do anything in there, you need an oil spritzer.
That's what I
to kind of just spray everything down like Windex.
Yeah. And then, it's also great in the bedroom. All right. When you're feeling it and she's not, avocado spritzer.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Here's your story. We go to Bibb County, Georgia, where Bibb County deputies, they've arrested a man after he was caught having sex outside of a local homeless shelter. Officials say... Oh, don't worry. It gets worse. Officials say they were called just after 4 o'clock on Sunday morning after someone called to complain that two people were having intercourse on the front steps of the property. When deputies arrived at the scene, they said they found a 55-year-old man in the middle of the act with the woman. After asking the man to get dressed, deputies discovered the woman was unresponsive. An investigation showed she had been deceased for some time.
Oh!
I told you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it took a different turn. So, deputies have now charged the man with necrophilia. He's currently being held without bond. Now, officials have not yet released the name of the victim, pending notification of next of kin. The cause of death is still under investigation, but they do not believe it was foul play. They don't think this guy had anything to do with it. They believe it was more of a crime of a horrible, horrible opportunity.
What is he arrested for specifically in this one? Because I think this is where, if I'm a cop, I have to really check the manual.
They went there to arrest him, basically, you know,
public
sex
indecency.
Lewd and lewd. But they decided not to charge him with that, and they went for necrophilia. Because keep in mind, when they got there, they asked them, plural, to stop. You know, the guy gets up, puts on his pants,
and
all
she
this.
Did.
And they're kind of nudging. They're nudging her like, hey, lady, come on, man, you
she
too.
She stopped.
And they realize, like, oh, God. She's dead. Then realized she has been dead for a while. Her body temperature is not, you know, close to having been around.
It sounds like it was more of a crime of opportunity.
If you wanted to call that an opportunity, I feel like there should be a different word. But either way, the look on everyone's face.
Man, I know.
Surprise! Think about the cops. They had to be like, oh my God, man. But anyway, do you believe that this man is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
And you said the town's name in Georgia again was
I don't know the town, but it just says Bibb County, Georgia.
Bibb County, Georgia.
Well, let's see. Something this weird. I want to say white. What do you guys think?
I would say white or black, just based on what I know of Georgia. But it depends kind of on where Bibb County is. The farther you go north into Georgia, it's more heavily populated by white people, I believe. And then the reverse for the south.
It's,
and if you go
south of Atlanta.
It is south of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Which makes me really think white people. But it's so crazy, and it's kind of rural Georgia makes me think white people. But maybe it's too white.
Here's the thing, I think, and maybe it's just because I walk by a lot of homeless centers in Seattle. I think it's white.
Well, you know, from what I know, white people do some of the craziest things. I'm going to go white, final answer.
Joe, that's it, huh?
I want to just say for the record, I'm going to go Asian.
Are, Ted. Why is
I have nothing to back it up. It just seems...
There's not a lot of clues in the story. This is just a horribly weird story.
It's awful. It sounds super white, so I'm going Asian.
I'm
going
to join Joe on this necrophilia guess, so let's go white. All right, we're going to find out if this guy...
Yeah, white's doing the craziest stuff, man.
Yeah, we know. if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, we head to Georgia.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. You know that.
Georgia man was arrested after he was caught having sex in public with a woman in front of a homeless center.
Yeah.
Police asked him to stop. They determined that, the woman had because she had been deceased for some time.
Yeah, that's correct.
The guy had nothing to do with it other than the fact that he was having sex with her. I mean, her death.
Yeah, he did not kill her.
Right.
He had nothing to do with the crime.
Except he kicked game. He did the best he could.
I mean, look, it's an unfortunate story, but it's a story nonetheless. And, Joe, we asked you, and again, aren't you glad you walked into that one? You could have just gone drugs, but you said, no. I don't do race / ethnicity.
No, dude, this story's so messed up, I'm glad I picked it.
I'm glad you are. And I've been waiting for someone to pick it. I've been sitting on the story like, they don't know where this goes.
I'm that twisted enough that this is right up my alley, man.
Oddly enough, even though the cops caught the guy, they called it a cold case. But the question that we asked you was, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And now, Ted, you went Asian. You said it seems so white. I'm going to go Asian.
Yes.
No.
Nah. And then, Joe, you and Miles said, man, when it comes to just really, 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 really weird stuff, you just assume it's a white person.
Oh, but it's not.
No, it is not. I mean, I guess I...
Becky?
Black.
No.
Yeah, we get freaky too, Joe.
Brothers, you messed up, man.
I know, man. That's,
Wait, I thought... He went from white people do the worst stuff to brothers are messed up.
Hey, I think that's qualified right now.
Yeah, right.
Now. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, today your choices will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Okay, Seth on the list.
Ted Smith and Writers.
Ah.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
All these late night hosts have a team of special writers helping come up with a monologue each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or is it a The Ted Smith original?
A new study found people are missing a lot of events due to the lockdown, most of them being birthdays, weddings, and baby showers. Said Americans, thank God.
Sounds like a Miles joke, but I'll go Ted.
I'm going to say writers.
Yeah.
Writers.
Okay.
All right. The NFL is testing helmets that have a N95 mask built into them. And if that works, football will be completely safe.
Lee Ted Smith.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
The NFL is testing helmets that have an N95 face mask built into them. And if that works, football will be completely safe.
Scientists in Hong Kong recently tested the effectiveness of face masks against the spread of coronavirus by putting masks on hamsters. The hamster said, that's fine, but I'm not going to wear this one while I'm jogging.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Scientists in Hong Kong recently tested the effectiveness of face masks against the spread of the coronavirus by putting masks on hamsters. Said the hamster is fine, but I'm not going to wear it when I'm jogging.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a family in Virginia. They found almost $1 million in cash on a road, and they reported it, returned it all. So please don't hurt us, Mr. Chapo.
Ted Smith.
That is a Ted Smith joke.
Yes.
I've gone back and forth on that theory. Now I'm thinking, $1 million in cash on the side of a road. Somebody's going to come looking for it.
Yeah, but as I understood the story, the bags were marked in such a way that it fell out of a legal.
Right, correct.
And to me, that's
when
fine
to get busted because they know the serial number.
If it's a black trash bag, like put it back.
Word around town is that the Academy Awards will not happen in February. But I guess it's just the next logical step. The last 2 years they had no hosts, so now they have no show.
Kimmel.
Word around town is the Academy Awards will not happen in February. But I guess it's just the next logical step. The last 2 years they've had no host, now they have no show.
Didn't he feel better, like, when I mess up a joke? It's like he messed up his own joke.
Didn't he used to host that sometimes? Was he?
He did.
That's why I was guessing it was him, because, like...
Yeah. It's been revealed that one reason Mary-Kate Olsen and her 50-year-old husband split is because she wanted kids and he didn't. Apparently, one child in the house was enough.
Seth Meyers.
Go Meyers on that.
Ted Smith and writer.
Wow, nice work.
It was a combination. Nice special work. Shout out to the third writer today. Really noodled through that one. He came up with an awful old joke.
Yeah, great job.
Like, I'm like, yeah, how about that one? Right. Don't do it, but if you get a chance, there's a whole gallery on BuzzFeed of her. And she is like 31 or something. Yeah. And that guy, when they were together, it is.
Yeah, oh yeah. Geez. Well, because she looks young for her age and already.
Yeah. She also looks like a corpse.
It looks like he's with a child when she's horse racing or equestrian. Pier 1 Imports asked the bankruptcy court for permission to liquidate and permanently close their stores. It's strange how some companies have gotten stronger during the lockdown, but some only got wicker.
Seth?
Fallon.
That's Seth.
Pier 1 Imports has asked a bankruptcy court for the permission to liquidate and permanently close its stores. It's strange how some companies got stronger during the lockdown, but some only got wicker.
Belmont Stakes is scheduled to take place before the Kentucky Derby. Racing fans were outraged while most of the horses continue to have no idea what's going on.
Jimmy Fallon.
Tinsman.
Jimmy Fallon.
Check us out. I saw that the Belmont Stakes is now scheduled to take place before the Kentucky Derby. Racing fans were outraged while the horses continue to have no idea what's going on.
Two out of three Americans say they can't remember the last time they put on real pants. This has nothing to do with the coronavirus and everything to do with the invention of yoga pants.
Ted Smith and Riders.
Riders.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah, I had a couple more evil ones, so we went with yoga pants.
Yoga pants are good.
What counts as real pants? Like, I'm wearing jeans. Does that count as real pants?
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Because they have a belt? Somebody told me once that if it has a back pocket, you can count them as real pants.
All right.
But what if it's sweatpants that have that little lazy back pocket?
The guy was wearing sweatpants.
That's why he told you that. Okay.
Fair enough.
But I'm telling you, sweatpants have gotten so cool now.
They have made them a lot better. Half the time you can't tell their sweatpants. Like, oh, man, it's
kind of like,
yeah, dude,
they're custom fit, you know.
I think it's hilarious that a couple years ago, it's a long time ago, but I went to a party that was, the theme was cut off jean shorts. Mm-hmm. And one guy had on some really tight ones. We were like, what are those? And he's like, they're called jeggings. Like, they're for women, but I bought a pair, blah, blah, blah. But now there's multiple brands of men's jeans that are the same thing.
It's the exact same
thing. Basically, like, you're just wearing sweatpants.
Yep.
Ooh, excuse me.
Just give it a different name so you don't feel bad wearing them to work.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun, man. We were on a party bus in scissors, jean shorts, and blaring Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Those were the days.
Yeah. You might have won have been, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't, but if I could name some of the names on that bus, you'd be like, oh, man, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
This is a very strange story. Everybody knows Ice Cube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he once got sued by Mr. Rogers?
I just read this today. I don't know why it makes me laugh.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Ice Cube had a gangster's fairy tale. In the beginning of it, they sample like the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood theme song. So Mr. Rogers sued him. So during a listener party on Instagram Live, Cube said, quote, that man sued us for getting like 5 cents a record till we took that part off.
Huh.
Yeah, he actually got royalties from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers, Ice Cube, you can see them working together.
Yeah, that's
you can't steal from Mr. Rogers.
Hey, I'm nice to my neighbor, but I'll take you down.
I have recently turned into Mr. Rogers on one thing.
What's that?
I'll keep on the same pair of shorts or jeans, but for some reason in the last 2 months when I get home, I change my socks and shoes.
That's right, I was kicked off the shoes. Did.
Yeah, and then he would put on, like, different shoes.
And he never broke eye contact with you, and that's why he freaked me out.
Yeah, more time to do laundry now, too.
yeah,
right.
And honestly, I did it the other night. Like, why am I doing laundry? I really need to, but clean sheet night's always a fun one for me.
It is.
Yeah.
Got to shave the old legs and get those clean sheets.
Shave the legs?
Seriously.
Are you serious?
Yeah, trust me. After I shaved them last summer for a surgery, I'm going to fire it up again this summer.
All right.
But, yeah, when you shave your legs, like that first shower and then that night, get into nice clean sheets.
That the first time I shaved my head, put my head on the pillow, and thought, damn, that's cold. But after that, I got used to it. It's like one of the best feelings. Yeah, that first night, I was like, is my pillow always this cold? What the hell?
A lot of people obviously are watching a lot of shows during the pandemic. So basically, they were just checking out the 5 most reliable streaming services during the pandemic. It shouldn't really be a shocker, but the big ones
are the best.
Of course.
Right? It's like Netflix basically has no problems. 0.07 per hour's watch. So you're talking about one issue every 857 minutes.
And other times when I just click on, like, we're having trouble for a second, and then I just hit my name again and it comes on.
That's exactly
the only thing that happens to me.
Yeah.
Everything else is fun.
I know.
Connecting right now or something. And then
I just got to adjust mine. But my only two are like, it's either Ted or it's like for kids.
Right.
I never clicked on the for kids one.
Oh, my daughter was there last night and in her household. They've got everything. So now I do. So they asked for that new password.
Second on the list is most reliable is a tie between Hulu and Amazon Prime.
I just got Hulu,
yeah. You should watch Dave.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That is the show that I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And it's one season?
I just got Hulu for that show.
Okay.
Amazon Prime, as you say, they have the Jack Ryan stuff.
Yep.
I got to watch more Amazon Prime. There's some good stuff in there. But, yeah, they came in second. Basically, same thing. Yeah, there's 0.11 problems per hour. So for every 545 minutes you watch, you might have a problem.
I have more problems with that than anything in life.
Yeah.
And like anything else, it depends on your internet connection to get all this done.
Yeah.
So that could be the problem.
Yes.
And then after that, nerds, Disney Plus. They got that Star.
Yeah.
Star what?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
They got National Geographic, too.
I almost said Star Farce.
You think it's Star Force?
Yeah, I don't know if I was trying to make a joke or what I was.
Star Farce.
Star Farce.
Space Force.
I like Star Farce.
Yeah. It's like Delta Farce.
Ah, yeah.
YouTube, and then they have others. So, yeah.
Because you can't think of it anymore. Like, who the hell are
whatever.
Well, I think the big story yesterday is like Joe Rogan took his podcast from YouTube over to Spotify.
Right.
And I mean, I won't lie. Like, that was a big thing on YouTube.
Well, he made $100 million to move to Spotify. So it had to be a big thing.
Yeah, and that's chump change compared to what they'll make.
I'm sure he didn't want to. He was like, no, I'd rather just $100 million.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Everybody's got a price.
Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't think most people $100 million, like we've covered the price.
Mm-hmm. And it's been proven to work before. I mean, there's a reason that Sirius has Howard. And once you have that one anchor or whatever, people will follow. One show, even if it's, I bet Joe Exotic got a ton of people to sign up for Netflix. Netflix has everything. Just that one show.
I mean, look, I have some friends now that only have Showtime because of Desus and Meryl.
Wow.
Well, they just wanted to see him.
Because they have an appointment show, yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of an interesting story. Jerry Seinfeld, they were talking to him about, obviously, the show Seinfeld. And he said, it's hard to imagine anyone other than Michael Richards playing Kramer. But he said, quote, the other comic that could have done it was Andy Kaufman. He said, I worshipped Andy Kaufman. Kramer is one of those parts where you can never really cast somebody else. But if there was the only other name I had ever heard who could have pulled it off, Kramer.
That's fair.
Andy died 5 years before Seinfeld premiered, so obviously that wouldn't have come true. And then I also like this. They asked Jerry about his new Netflix special. He said it's probably his last. He said, I already have the material to do another special, but I always like to give a little less than you really want. If you look back at all the stuff I've ever done, like a TV series, we could have done 1, 2, 3 more years. The reason people still love that show is we didn't wear it out.
There he works.
That's the smartest thing to do, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Right. And like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I agree with him. I think leave him wanting more. But also, there is some shows where you go, oh, this is working. Let's have a spinoff. And the spinoff works, too.
Sometimes. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's like.
Frasier.
Sure.
But I feel like that was an easier spinoff. Probably not the right word for it, but the sense of if you had done a spinoff with Cliff or Norm, it would be harder because all of its ties are to Cheers, where when Frasier showed up on Cheers, he was kind of part of the regular cast by the end, but initially, he was always kind of the outlier. So to do a spinoff, I think it's almost easier when it's someone who kind of was associated with the show. This sounds dumb, but like Laverne and Shirley spun off from Happy Days because a couple of times Laverne and Shirley showed up on Happy Days, but they weren't there all the time.
I like
it's kind of like a whole new story.
Yeah,
you can tell.
I like the cameo version of like what Star Wars did, or in a prequel kind of way, more so. Like
what do you mean?
Sopranos, HBO is working on a Sopranos.
Oh, right.
But it's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
So maybe one or two characters.
I don't know. Star Wars is the best example of.
Well, now
I know what you mean.
Now, I mean, as far as like Mark Hamill coming back, Harrison Ford coming back. It's not like they dominate the screen.
Right.
They have a part in it. It's like it can be a complete...
Ted has no idea what we mean by this.
The only thing I know about Star Wars, it seems like they don't keep anything in order.
Sure. But like with Sopranos, you're not going to... You'll know the characters, but it's the younger version of these characters. So it doesn't have to be played by the same guy. It's the same storyline. It's the same idea. It'll just be 20 years before the Sopranos that we know.
They're thin and have hair.
Right. And young.
Yeah. That is some interesting things, though.
Yeah.
Like prequels.
Especially if one has not been written in advance of what people know the product.
But well, I mean, at the end of the day, right? Like, we always talk about, right? Like, The Godfather 2 is one of the sequels that might be better than the first one.
Sure.
But it's almost a prequel. Because remember, it takes you all the way back to Italy.
Right.
Yep. And, like, how Don Corleone, you know, gets this power and mm-hmm. starts the olive oil shop and stuff.
Sure. The sequel that is a prequel. I like it.
Mm. I buy Corleone olive oil. Corleone.
You have no choice.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yes, okay, then. You will buy it.
In your neighborhood, you will buy it.
Can I get an extra version or I'll get shot for that?
You think we have anything else?
Right.
And I'm like, I really like those Corleone guys, man. It's like they have a great product.
Olive oil.
And there's no options. What we call a monopoly. Man, I can't believe this is still happening, but handwriting experts think the signature on Carol Baskin's missing husband will was forged.
My opinion, she killed the dude. I mean, come on.
Fed him to the tigers.
I mean, here's the deal. You either got to put her on trial or not. Because we all know in America, you can kill people, get away with it, and be a celebrity.
Looking at you,
OJ.
You just have to go to trial to do it.
Allegedly.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
All.
Right. He still got found convicted in the criminal or...
Civil court.
Civil court. Thank you. Not the criminal court.
I think that's what would happen with her. Like, there's no... We know you did this, but we cannot prove you did this, so here's the money you got to pay, essentially. And the thing that made me think that she killed her husband was her reaction to being asked whether or not she killed her husband. You know, most people, someone thinks you killed your spouse and you didn't. You're very definitive about it. She's like, oh that's just... Like, yeah.
First word out of your mouth would be like, no.
I think, for me, what sealed it. I was going strong.
I was going strong all day.
Snort. I bragged to Robin how strong I was today. Last Thursday, I couldn't speak. This week, I can. I also think what sealed it for me is that how scared and terrified her ex-husband's family was.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they legit were like, we've never talked about this, blah, blah, blah.
And she has tigers.
Right. I mean, they were more scared of her than people were of Michael Jordan on his own team.
I think the idiot of it all is her new husband.
He
knows.
No, he's in the right place.
He knows.
Based on how he seems to us from what we saw, he's with the right person in the right situation.
He is knowing that there's no way that she could kill him now.
Right.
But before this, he was on the fence.
No, that's not accurate. There's no way she'll get away with killing
Correct.
You, but she can still kill you.
But also, she would have no reason to kill that dude. Like, whatever she says goes in that household. Whereas, the other dude was like, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that guy dressed up as a tiger for, their wedding.
And no offense, if you own tigers, you can make it look like an accident.
Like, if I got...
That tells me that sex was pow.
If I ever got married and I was at the altar dressed as a dog, just somebody tackle me. Right? Don't wait for the part to raise your hand and say something. Just tackle me.
If you do that again, I'll dress like a tiger for a wedding.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll dress like a dog for you.
She's not crazy.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Sad news as a White House butler who served 11 different presidents passes at 91 from COVID-19.
And being 91.
Steve, Missouri Salabar in the grocer is repurposed with many liquor bottles, which we hope will become routine. Four Florida men at Home Depot involved in a paint can battle royale to Massachusetts, where authorities warn residents there is a monkey on the prowl. And a woman learns what happens in Yellowstone when you try to pet a bison. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Montana, where one woman showed why we can't have nice things. Like a lot of states are experimenting with the loosening of restrictions, and one of the beneficiaries of that is local parks, including Yellowstone National Park. Well, good news, gang. A few months of lockdown hasn't changed a doggone thing. 2 days after the park was open, there's already a report that a woman has been injured in the park after attempting to pet a bison.
2 days.
So good news, we're going back to normal.
Apparently, she thought the animals had lobbied to reopen the park because they missed us. But it turns out that's not the case, and bison still act like bison. But by the way, our very own Mike Hawk told us earlier, if you've never pet or touched a bison, big furry creatures, you picture those big soft
things. They look nice and soft.
Right, and you described it as feeling like pubes.
Correct.
Big old...
The way the story goes is when I was a kid, we went to Yellowstone National Park. We were in the car doing exactly what we were supposed to do, driving down the road. There's this herd of bison that are walking in the opposite direction on the road. And they walked within arm's length of our car. My sister stuck her hand out the window, touched the bison, and said, "That feels like pubes."
The good news is she didn't say, this would have pissed your parents off, "It feels like Jeff's pubes."
Oh, no.
keep it general and nobody asks questions.
That's not okay. But still, come on. 2 days after the park opens, we already have a case of somebody getting in trouble with the animals. Good work. Good work, people. In other news, in New York, it's clear that not everybody is practicing social distancing. A construction worker down in the subway system caught a video of a couple down in the tunnels engaging in some extracurricular activity there on the platform. Saying that the view was like Pornhub to him, the cameraman wished the pair well and went about his day.
Oh, maybe they live together.
Maybe.
I like to wish the pair well. That'd be my thing. I'd ask you to stop, but whatever, man.
He really did. He was like, "Hey, good on you guys. Have fun. Later." Did you see the still shot of this thing?
No.
It is, they are not hiding the ball at all, man. You open that thing up, and they are absolutely in full view.
Wow. Yeah.
Miles, have you not seen this?
No.
Look at that. Right out there in the middle of public.
If your kid's ass, you said they're doing the wheelbarrow.
Right.
They're doing the wheelbarrow.
What are they doing? Oh,
And I mean, there's...
The month club there. It's a recommended position of the week.
I mean, they're at least 6 feet away from everybody else, but they're...
They were trying to display the proper shape of an intersection crossing. It's like a three-way intersection.
There you go. But there is no hiding that at all. They were not being discreet at all.
Yeah, I thought at least they'd be in a corner. They are not.
Nope. Things just seem to be getting weirder. We head to Massachusetts. Authorities have urged the locals to exercise caution about their neighborhood, as it was reported that there's a monkey loose in the area.
Oh.
In Massachusetts?
Dang it.
Did you lose your monkey, Ted?
I'm just saying, this is how stuff goes really bad.
The monkeys get loosened inside of neighborhoods?
Yeah.
I got it. They've set up cameras to try and track the animal down, but haven't had much luck quite yet.
That's fun.
What concerns me is that the story didn't say he escaped from the local zoo.
Yeah,
which you assume, but... And look, if you got one monkey at your house and he gets loose, we all know you have a second one.
That's right.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, you always have the backup monkey.
Second monkey.
You never been taught that? Always have a backup monkey?
Have you never known anybody to own only one monkey? Exactly, Mike.
Actually, I know a woman named Cecily. She owned a little spider monkey, and...
Is that the guy who used to smack people?
She just said, when we went to the house, I did not that she owned, no, I did not know that she owned a little monkey. And it's on the dining room table, and there's a bunch of us sitting around the dining room table. The key was, do not laugh around the monkey. That's all. They don't say why. They just say, hey, don't laugh around the monkey.
Like,
the
whole household.
That's all you got to tell me. And I don't remember. I made some stupid comment, and the woman, Cecily, who owned the monkey, ended up chuckling. This monkey turns its head kind of slow, all right? Stares at her for like 5 seconds, and it's just weird silence. This monkey just stares at her, and this thing just lightning fast. And runs away. I mean, just bitch slapped her ass.
Like, and then bailed out.
And then ran away in a rage.
We do not have fun in this household.
I was like, we should leave.
One of the latest to be claimed due to complications from coronavirus was none other than Wilson Roosevelt German. You may not have heard his name, but he's seen plenty in his life as he's worked at the White House, as a White House staffer for decades. Joining on as a housekeeper during the Eisenhower administration.
I was going to see if we could go back 11 presidents to figure out when this guy started.
Oh, wow. My bad.
No, that answers it. We don't have to think.
No, right. Thank you for doing
right,
that.
Exactly. The man worked under every following president up to the Obama administration, ending his long career as a White House doorman and passed away at the age of 91. Thing is, it was one of those that I read that headline and just heard that he had been at the White House for 11 different administrations.
Yeah.
Since Eisenhower, this guy has been in the White House. What has he seen?
Man, if he wrote a book.
Right.
They're all messed up. Like, whatever, man.
It's not what you think, man. It's the underground mole people running everything.
They are lizards.
We go to Missouri, where a grocery store got a little creative. The store was forced to close down its salad bar feature due to health concerns in the time of the virus. Seeing a bunch of empty bins as an opportunity, employees took it upon themselves to fill it with something that would attract even more attention. Alcohol.
All right, all right.
The employees filled the bins with different kinds of mini bottles of liquor for people to pick out. I think that's brilliant.
It looks awesome.
It really is.
If you can get a salad, get a shot.
Exactly.
If you can get a salad, get a shot.
And if I'm ever in the liquor store, I find myself, yeah, I might not even get anything, but I always look at all the little mini bottles that they have there in case I want to try something.
Mm-hmm. I buy them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Then I'm like Magic Johnson in the house. No look pass. The little plastic guys.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We go to Brentwood.
These days, Mike, you can't only be so close to people outside your home. You can toss those little guys.
That's fair. Without having to worry about breaking them. I see where you're at. Good work. We go to Brenton, where a future constable has already lost his job. I just wanted to say the word constable.
Constable.
The man who was a trainee for the police force that was caught stealing food. Sorry.
Damn.
Are you stealing food? The policy of the academy, the trainees that live more than 20 miles away from the facility are allowed to stay on the facility instead and are given free meals as well. Well, our hero lives within that boundary, but still slipped under the radar and got himself some free food. He was caught by another trainee that ratted him out, and he quit as soon as he was asked about it. On top of losing his job, he has been banned from applying for another law enforcement position in the country.
Damn.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. By the way, it was Mike today. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed, it is true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.